With Montana news, I'm Austin Amostoy. After Roe v. Wade was overturned in June 2022, doctors said a wave of young people started showing up in their offices asking for permanent birth control, like tubal ligations or vasectomies. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that increase wasn't just a flash in the pan. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on how doctors are handling the uptick.
Helena resident Sophia First remembers one of her first thoughts after Roe was overturned. She needed to get sterilized.
And I did ask my gynecologist, I think less than a week later.
First, who is in her late 20s, says she's always known she doesn't want kids.
So I love other people's children. I think that kids are really fun. I even see kids in my therapy practice. However, I do understand that children are a big commitment.
Montana lawmakers have passed several bills to restrict abortion access, which have been tied up in court. Anti-abortion groups have also advocated for restricting contraception access in recent years. That concerns First. She's in a same-sex marriage, but she worries about possibly getting pregnant if she were to be sexually assaulted.
That's not a crazy concept anymore.
University of Pittsburgh researcher Jackie Ellison heard that providers were seeing more people like First in the wake of Roe being overturned and wanted to see how big the increase might be. She used national data to find out if 18 to 30-year-olds were in fact getting sterilized more.
We saw a pretty substantial increase in both tubal ligation and vasectomy procedures in response to Dobbs.
The number of tubal ligations doubled between June 2022 and September of last year, which is the most recent data. The number of vasectomies quadrupled during that same time, but even with that increase, men are still getting sterilized half as often as women.
Vasectomies, there was an initial uptick, and then the level sort of stayed the same. Whereas for tubal ligations, there was an uptick, and then the monthly rate continued to increase.
The data wasn't state-specific, so it's hard to definitively say whether these increases were greater in states like Montana, where conservative lawmakers want to restrict abortion access. But OBGYNs and urologists in Montana are noticing the trend. Dr. Gina Nelson is an OBGYN in Kalispell.
People talk about sterilization more, they ask about it more, and they get them more.
Nelson adds that she's seeing women of all ages with and without children seeking sterilization because of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe. But she says requests from the Young Child Free group is a notable shift from the early years of her practice. She remembers being surprised 30 years ago when a child-free patient asked for sterilization.
When I was a young provider, I think I might have had a fresh 21-year-old insist that she wanted her tubes tied.
Nelson asked her to write an essay about the risks and benefits of the procedure.
And then she brought it and she jumped through all the hoops and I tied her tubes. But, you know, that was a long time ago. I would not do that again. She was just unique. So consent is the issue here, and consent's really important.
Nelson now talks her patients through all of their options before moving forward. No extra hurdles. Dr. Louise King heads the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists Ethics Committee.
I have a general sense, as somebody who is fairly senior and trains a lot of people, that the feeling around it has very much shifted. Not insofar as we're more in favor of sterilizing people, but more in favor of just listening to people.
King says it's important for providers to talk about not only the risks and benefits of sterilization, but why patients are seeking it out. She says not everyone decides to go through with it. One patient changed her mind after King talked about an IUD.
But they were scared of the pain in the office. I'm like, okay, we'll do it under anesthesia then. They're like, oh, great. So, you know, making sure that people have all the options available to them.
King says providers shouldn't decide for a patient whether they can get sterilized. Helena-based OBGYN Alexis O'Leary has been practicing for 6 years. She's noticed a divide between her and older providers.
I will routinely see patients that have been declined by other people because of, you might want to have kids in the future. You don't have enough kids. You know, are you sure you want to do this? It's not reversible.
That has created barriers for patients like Sophia First, who was denied sterilization when she was in her early 20s.
And when I asked for sterilization after having the IUD for maybe a year, his response was to have me bring in my partner and one of my parents. And I was shocked by that.
She's since found a younger female OBGYN that has agreed to sterilize her later this year. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.